Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samantala, sa ibang ulat naman, ngayon na nasa ikasampung araw na ang Australia sa vaccine rollout, milyon-milyong Australiano naman ang naghihintay mabakunahan contra COVID. Paano ba malalaman kung oras na ng iyong bakuna? Narito sa ulat ni Claudia Farhart na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang pagbabakuna sa Australia ay ibibigay sa limang priority stages. Mauna dito ang mga high-risk group. Kung hindi mo pa alam kung saang kategorya ka, maaring i-access ito sa eligibility checker na makikita sa website ng gobyerno online. Sa eligibility checker, may ilang tanong ang dapat sagutin tulad na lamang ng iyong edad, estado ng kalusugan at trabaho pagkatapos nito. Lalabas kung saang phase at kung kailan magsisimula ang pagbabakuna para sa iyong phase. Si James Shepherd na taga Melbourne ay eligible magpaturok sa phase 1B. Na-diagnose siya ng cardiomyopathy 5 taon na ang nakaraan at nagkaroon ng heart transplant noong 2018. Kaya nasa high-risk category siya para sa COVID-19 complications.
All transplantees live a life on immunosuppression medication. So basically, our bodies are so smart that when you put a foreign object in, including a foreign organ, the body tries to attack it, thinks it doesn't belong here, and like trying to kill any other germ or virus, it tries to attack it. So we're forced to take immune suppression medication so we don't go into organ rejection, in my case, heart rejection.
Para kay Ginoong Shepherd, ang bakuna ay makakatulong upang bumalik sa normal ang buhay.
For me personally, I guess it means it brings back a bit of that confidence and lessens that anxiety around, you know, that worry of going into a high-risk scenario, whether it's catching public transport, which I haven't done for over a year, whether it's going to a live sport event, which is something I love and would have done several times a weekend in the past. Being able to do things like that with, I guess, a bit more confidence behind me that I have that added layer of protection now by being vaccinated. Yeah, I just can't wait for that phone call or letter in the mail to say, all right, you're up next, and yeah, let's go and get it done.
Ang tanong ng marami, paano kung panahon na ng aming bakuna? Paano ba mag-book? Hindi na kailangan magparehistro para sa bakuna o maghintay sa waiting list. Ang kailangan mo lang gawin ay alamin kung saang phase ka sa rollout, tapos ay magpa-appointment kapag oras na ng iyong bakuna. Mahigit 4,600 mga GP ang ngayon ay aprobado na magturok ng bakuna sa phase 1B. Kamakailan ay naaprubahan para sa rollout ang clinic ng presidente ng The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners na si Dr. Karen Price, ang Nepean o Nepean Healthcare sa Melbourne. Inamin ni Dr. Price na habang may mga detalye pang dapat ayusin sa pagitan ng gobyerno at mga GP, hinikayat niya ang mga tao na simulan ang pakikipag-usap sa mga GP tungkol sa kung kailan sila mababakunahan.
The last 6 months of my practice, we've been talking to patients about the vaccination, and as information's come to light, we've been sharing that with our patients constantly. More lately, we're talking about whereabouts they might be on the list and what we think might be happening in terms of contacting them. So slowly but surely, the information is trickling out that there might be a more at-risk group in chronic disease, and those people are actually who turn up to practices all the time and are asking us whether or not we think they are, and so we're informing them at that level.
Samantala, para naman sa mga walang regular na GP, maaari pa rin magpabakuna. Maglalabas ang Department of Health ng mga listahan ng mga COVID-19 vaccination clinics upang makahanap ka ng malapit na klinika sa iyong lugar. Kabilang dito ang mga GP, pharmacy at mga vaccination clinics na pinapatakbo ng mga estado at teritoryo. Gayunpaman, nilinaw ni Dr. Price na ang pagkakaroon ng regular na GP ay mas maigi para sa mas mabuting resulta. Aniya, ito na ang oportunidad upang maghanap ng iyong GP.
It's an investment in your health to have a regular GP. We know we provide great outcomes for healthcare generally, but in this phase, what I'd suggest is that you look up your area when it's your time on the protocols and find out the nearest vaccination clinic to you. And we know that we're going to be seeing patients not just of our clinic, but perhaps of other clinics, and we're happy to provide that service for the community because this is an enormous rollout and we really need to have everyone vaccinated.
Kapag nakabook na, paano ba ang takbo ng appointment? Ayon kay Dr. Price, maaaring magkaiba ito sa bawat klinika, ngunit ganito ang normal na proseso.
Pretty much you'll be walked in, you'll be spoken to about how much you're aware of, what's going on, and your consent process will be undertaken. And then perhaps some medical information will be given, and then you'll be taken through perhaps into another area where you'll again be checked that you know who you are, your name and ID and so forth. And then the vaccination will be administered, and then you'll be taken back out of that area and moved through to a waiting area where you'll be undergoing observation. And in that observation area, I would expect that you'll be handed information regarding any side effects that you might experience, which we think are only going to be mild. That's the worldwide experience from the AstraZeneca vaccine. And also when your next appointment will be. And it's really important that you try and make sure that you have the vaccinations in the same clinic each time.
Magiging accessible ang bakuna sa lahat ng mga Australiano at hindi na kinakailangan ng Medicare upang makapagpaturok. Kung hindi ka naman eligible sa ilalim ng Medicare, sinabi ng Department of Health na dapat kang magparehistro ng isang individual healthcare identifier at magpabook sa isang Commonwealth-funded na GP clinic o state clinic para sa libreng bakuna. Para sa karamihang Australiano, ganito ang paraan sa pag-access ng bakuna. Ngunit nagbabala din ang mga opisyal laban sa mga scam vaccine. Paano nga ba maiiwasan ang scam? Sa unang 10 araw ng vaccine rollout sa Australia, nakatanggap ang Scam Watch ng mahigit 30 ulat ng mga vaccine scams. Kabilang dito ang mga investment scam at survey scams na layunin kunin ang mga personal mong impormasyon, mga phishing scam via email at mga pekeng vaccine insurance scam. Hindi lang sa Australia, minomonitor din ng Australian Competition and Consumer Commission ang mga vaccine scams sa labas ng bansa. Ani ACCC Deputy Chair Delia Rickard, libu-libong mga scammers din ang nanuloko sa UK at US.
The sorts of things we're seeing are scammers selling fake appointments to get vaccinated. Scarily, in the US, we've seen stories of scammers going around and administering fake vaccines, which I understand are either mineral water or saline solutions. We've also seen scammers scamming with surveys, pretending that to be helping you get the vaccine, but in fact just wanting your personal information. Inevitably, we find that scams that start to appear in the US and the UK will appear in Australia if they haven't already. And scammers, we know, like to attach scams to anything that's topical, that is a real source of interest to the general public. And there are few things more topical than the COVID vaccine.
Ngunit paano ba maiiwasang maging biktima ng vaccine scam? Babala ni Ginang Rickard na huwag magbibigay ng pera para sa isang bakuna at makinig lamang sa mga payo ng Department of Health o ng iyong doktor pagdating sa COVID vaccine.
What it's important for people to remember in Australia is you can't jump the queue here. There's an orderly process for rolling out the vaccine. Secondly, that the vaccine here is free. And also it has a whole range of storage requirements. So don't go buying things off the internet or where people are offering to sell it to you. It will be a scam and it will probably be a fake. So stay well away from that. You will sometimes have people from non-English speaking backgrounds targeted by people who share their language. But I think in the case of COVID scams, we will see it trying to target pretty much everyone across the community.
Nice bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad dito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast app.